In Japan, shareholders are calling to multinational companies to be more transparent with their climate action targets to achieve a net zero emissions target. Companies like Mitsubishi and Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings are some of the companies in the spotlight by shareholders Market Forces and Friends of the Earth Japan. The organizations have proposed more action so these companies achieve these targets. While in countries like Australia this has happened for some time, it's a new trend happening in Japan. I started asking energy finance campaigner from Market Forces, Meg Fukusawa, to explain more about these companies and the climate action targets.
So shareholder resolutions is more common strategy in Australia, places like Australia, the US, Europe, for shareholders to demand firmer action on climate from companies. But it's quite a new strategy in Japan that has come up in the past 3 years and is really gaining momentum. And this year, Market Forces, along with other groups, we brought shareholder proposals on climate to Mitsubishi Corporation, Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings, TEPCO, and Chubu Electric Power, which jointly owns JERA, which is the largest thermal power generator in Japan, as well as Sumitomo Mitsui Bank Corporation, one of the three major banks in Japan. These Japanese companies were targeted this year because they have huge plans for expansion of polluting fossil fuel gas, liquefied natural gas in Asia. Yeah, so it's a newer strategy. The shareholder resolutions this year didn't pass, but shareholders representing about $22 billion US dollars investment in the corporations voted for these resolutions, so it's quite a big deal.
How important is that these companies align with their net zero targets, or in case they don't have one, to create them?
It's very important that they have these targets, because in order for us to have a chance to meet the Climate Agreement of Paris and for us to have a safe future, we need these targets. Most of these companies that we targeted this year, they have some sort of net zero target in some form. But one of the big problems was that they didn't have a clear pathway to achieve that target.
So, Meg, what are some of the proposals Market Forces and all these organizations you've created to these companies to achieve action on climate change?
To disclose clear information on their pathway to achieve the net zero commitment. And this is so investors can decide how to allocate their capital and really understand the extent of the risk they're exposed to. For example, for Mitsubishi Corporation, one of the shareholder resolutions was asking for what the assumptions are behind their capital.
How critical is for companies to set up good climate actions, not only in Japan, but also in Australia and worldwide? I mean, Australia has just changed the government and they are keen on doing some more climate action than the previous government. How critical is the corporations doing this as well?
Yeah, it's really critical for companies to set up good climate actions in order to meet the Climate Agreement of Paris, for to have a safe future. And, you know, all these, I mean, we live in a world that's connected. It's not, you know, one country versus another. And these corporations that we've been targeting are, you know, global companies with a global impact. So it's very important for them to have these targets.
So what is Market Forces' expectations from these Japanese companies on their climate action targets?
Yeah, I mean, our first expectation is they have set these, you know, some form of net zero by 2050 commitment. But as the shareholder resolutions are asking, we want to know how they're going to meet this commitment so that shareholders can be confident that the companies are on the right path. So the first step is really disclosure. And this is important because it's worrying that we see that the companies are expanding fossil fuels. And this doesn't seem to, this really doesn't look like they're on the right pathway. So we want this disclosure to make sure that they're going to be able to meet this target. So that's the first major expectation from the companies.
That was energy finance campaigner from Market Forces, Meg Fukusawa.